Lotus feet of Krishna and always in the heart of Radha. My dear devotees, please listen carefully now as I will narrate to you an ancient history from the Garga Samhita. After Sri Krishna has left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani suffered the extreme pains of deep separation. Radha is always with Krishna, and Krishna is always with Radha. So when Krishna leaves the town of Vrindavan to go for cowherding pastimes, Radha doesn't see him for one entire day.
Already a day gives her so much agony that once, as the day was coming to the end and Krishna was about to come back to Vrindavan, once Radha expressed her heart like this: "Oh no, this day is like a grinding stone, and my life in the absence of Krishna is like a little piece of grain which is ground in the grinding stones of his separation." Now Krishna had left Vrindavan. He was not absent for one day. He was absent for 100 years. Imagine how Radha must have felt if already one day makes her feel like a grain which is crushed between two heavy grinding stones. So, after 100 years, one gopi called Chandranana said to her, "Oh Radha, yachpashanat hare shakshan naviyoga bhavet kvachit." When Radha heard these Sanskrit words, she said, "Let's go immediately." What had Chandranana said to Radha? She had said, "I know of a holy place called Siddhashram. Anyone who touches the land of Siddhashram will have the direct darshan of Lord Hari. You just need to touch the sacred ground. And as a result, he or she will never be separated from Krishna." Would you like to go to such a place where when you just touch it, you get the sakshat darshan and you are never separated? So when Radha heard this, her heart full of the pangs of separation from Krishna, she said immediately with her very sweet voice, "Let's go. Chaliye, let's go." So it is here where our katha will start. The Queen of Vrindavan ordered the best of gopas. "I will see my beloved Sri Krishna because I will make a pilgrimage to that sacred place which will grant me the boon to have the direct darshan. You make all the arrangements. So the gopas arranged for a palanquin with a beautiful parasol that's like an umbrella. And because Radha can never be touched, not even her palanquin can be touched by another male than Krishna, the beautiful gopis carried her a huge procession of gopis, brilliant as light, more beautiful than anyone can imagine, was going in a caravan. And all those who saw the gopis and the queen of Vrindavan riding on top of that palanquin felt blessed and were never born again. The gopis had many chamaras, and in order to give a cooling breeze to Radha, they were waving the chamaras. And Radha had given the order, many strong gopa men should come with lances and spears along to give protection to my gopi companions and myself. As this beautiful procession was walking through the hills and the valleys and by the rivers, people were amazed. The animals began to follow this procession. It was a long, long procession. And in Dwaraka, Krishna felt a sweet pain in his heart. There was a twitching in his heart, and by the twitching he knew Radha is on her way. Radha will soon meet me again after 100 years. He wished to show his 16,108 queens the glories of Radha. And therefore he said, my dear queens, Siddhashram is also there, the place of perfection. Let us go to Siddhashram, where we will take a bath in the lake. All perfection is met when one goes to Siddhashram. Do you know what Krishna had in mind when he thought, when he said, all perfection is met when we go to Siddhashram? Yes, he knew, I will meet Radha there. That is my perfection. After a long journey, this beautiful procession of gopis arrived. There was a lake, and all the gopa men formed an outer circle around this lake. It was a huge circle. Then there was an inner circle formed by the gopis who had beautiful white curtain, and they were building this curtain. I can only show it to you like this to shield the lake in such a way that Radha was invisible. So Radha could take her bath. My dear devotees, have you ever asked yourself the questions, how do the gopas look like and the gopis look like? What type of people will they be? They are very beautiful, but their beauty is different from the beauty of this world. The beauty of this world is measured by different criteria, which I'm not so aware of. But the beauty of the spiritual world is measured only by one single factor. And that is, how much love does the devotee bear in his heart for Radha or Krishna? So because the Brijbasis had an immense quantity of love, which grew every day for Radha and Krishna, they were shining with beauty, with loving beauty. So when they were in these two circles and Radha took their bath, Krishna arrived with the Yadavas just in time. And the Yadavas, who were all very powerful warriors, demanded to take their bath in the lake. But the gopas, which they met, said, "No, our queen is bathing in the lake." The Yadavas were not accustomed to be obstructed by anyone. One of them could fight easily with 100,000 elephants at the same time. They were powerful. When they were ordered to go back and wait, they insisted. And when the gopa said, "No, you can't come," they took their swords to forcefully get their entry to the lake. But the gopas just raised their sticks and were beating them back. "Oh," said the powerful warriors, "who is your queen?" And the gopas said, "By the mercy of our queen, we have never been defeated. The name of our queen is Sri Radha." The warriors stumbled back and they couldn't find Krishna. So they said to the queen, to Krishna's queen, "There is a goddess bathing in the lake, and it is not within our power to come even close to her." So the queens went to Krishna and they asked Krishna, "Who is that girl? Her power is wonderful. Her people have urged our warriors to go back. What is the name of this girl? Where does she live? And finally," this is a question which all ladies have, "who is her beloved?" "You know everything, our Lord." So Krishna was just standing there, and his plan was working. The Yadavas and now the queens became aware of the potency of his only beloved, Srimati Radhika. And two very beautiful tears came at the edge of his eyes and rolled down his blackish cheeks. And he said, "Her name is Radha. She is the daughter of Kirtidan Brishabhanu. She is the only queen of Braj. And she is the queen of the gopis. She is very exalted. And then Krishna began to cry and said, and I am her beloved. But I have gone away from her 400 years. Do you want to know the exact words of Krishna? Please repeat. Vrishabhanu Sutta Sakshat. Radeyam Kirti Nandini. Brajeshwari Mat Daita. Gopika Dishwari Vara. Srila Rupa Goswami says that Srimati Radha Rani is the root of the pleasure-giving potency of the Khladini Swarupa. No one can possibly obstruct her. She is like a gushing river of purely divine love for Krishna. So fearlessly, the gopas had sent the great warriors away. And in Indian history, this is a great issue. Who is allowed to take the bath first? A little while ago, in one Kumbh Mela, the Naga Babas, the naked ascetics, were denied their bath, their first bath. And do you know what they did? They took their different types of weapons. And they stood up against the whole crowd of 20 million people and chased them away because they thought they should have their first bath. So here's Radha, the most glorious of all. And she owns the first bath. And all those who connect with her, the gopas and gopis, they are so fearless that they sent an army away, fleeing. So Krishna has different queens. One queen is called Satyabhama. And Satyabhama, when she heard her husband talking about a person she didn't know, became so jealous. She is the leader of all of Krishna's 16,000 and plus queens. And she exploded and said to Krishna, why is Radha's beauty so exalted? Am I not very beautiful? And then she turned around to the queens and said, it is because of me that Krishna once attacked the town of Pragyashtapur, and he carried away all of you who were imprisoned by this demon who lived in this town. He first defeated the demon because of me, then he carried you away because of me, then he also went to King Indra because of me, and stole his Parijata tree away from him because of me. And now my husband talks of another lady. Alas, alas, too much. So on. I think we can understand Satyabhama. She didn't know who's Radha. Friends, she said, this is only an ordinary cowherd girl. You are all glorious, glorious queens. And all the queens then said, O Krishna, O Krishna, 16,000, O Krishna, we heard from your own mouth of Radha. We heard that you love her eternally and that she loves you eternally. But if you are truly the beloved of Krishna, can you arrange that we see her? It is very difficult to see Radharani. She was shielded by two rings and one white curtain. But Krishna, who always lives in the heart of Radha, said, My dear beloved, everything is going according to my plan. Can you just please come to where I'm staying? So Radha finished her bath. She sat down on her beautiful palanquin. She was decorated with golden ornaments. There were many flags. Radha was behind a curtain of pearls. But from her body, an all-pervading fragrance emanated over the field of Siddhashrama. And the gopis took the palanquin and carried her here and there. In the midst of her wanderings, Radha arrived where Krishna and the gopis were. To understand something about Srimati Radharani, you have to understand that she takes three baths every day. Her first bath is in the water of compassion. Anyone who comes to Radha praying for her mercy will find the compassion of millions of mothers emanating from Radha. The second bath is the bath of youth. She looks very youthful always. And the third bath, which Radha daily takes, is the bath of divine luster. So much light, so much effulgence. When she was carried, she was still behind the curtain of pearls. You can see here we have a curtain of flowers. Imagine little pearls that were hanging down like this, and she was behind it. She was just moving, and the curtain of pearls moved a little as the palanquin came closer. Sometimes two strings of pearls departed a little, and the queens could see inside, and there were flashes of beauty coming out. The gopis brought her in the midst of all these 16,000 queens who were speechless by the fragrance which emanated everywhere. And then they saw 1 foot was coming out behind the curtain, and already the foot was so beautiful. To be very precise, it was the light which came from the toenails of Srimati Radharani, which blinded the whole assembly of beautiful queens. And then Srimati Radharani very gently put 1 foot on the ground and then another. And then all of a sudden she stepped out into the view of the princesses. And do you know what happened then? I think no one can know who was not there. The queens were looking at Radha. When Radha's beauty overflooded them, they all fainted. 16,108 queens went like, ooh, and fell on the ground. It was as if the sun had suddenly arisen, and all of a sudden, all the stars in the night sky fainted, they became pale, and they disappeared. When Radha saw Krishna, you must know, after 100 years, she's all totally youthful. He is totally youthful. All the gopis cried out, all glories to Sri Krishna. All glories, all glories to Sri Krishna. Srimati Radharani circumambulated Krishna. Tears of bliss came out of her eyes. And by her Shakti, she manifested a throne and asked Krishna to sit on this beautiful throne. Then Radha said to Krishna, "Now my life is a success. My austerities are a success. Because I have come to Siddhashram, the place of perfection, my life is a wonderful success. I have seen you. I have seen your full darshan. My Lord and only Master, my happiness does not know any limits." After the divine couple had exchanged for some time, the sun set in the western horizon. And at that moment, Radha said goodbye to Krishna. She went a few steps and then turned around and looked at Krishna. Then again she went a few steps. Again she turned around and looked at Krishna. Krishna felt as if his heart was pulled out of his chest as Radha went more and more to the distance. They all went to sleep. It was a long, eventful journey to Siddhashram. There was this huge commotion about taking the first bath. Now, Radha had given her darshan to Krishna and his queens. They were all very tired. They went to bed in their royal tents. One after the other, the lights went out in the tents, but only one tent remained lit. It was Krishna's tent. Rukmini noticed first that Krishna was not asleep because of the light, and she went into the tent, and there she saw Krishna lost in thought. And she asked, "My Lord, you cannot sleep?" And Krishna said, "No, because Radha is not asleep yet." And then he said, "Radha is accustomed to drink warm cow milk before she goes to take her rest. And she hadn't had the milk yet. Why don't you, Rukmini, cook some milk and bring this to Radha? Rukmini felt like Satyabhama. Why does Krishna praise so much Srimati Radharani? I mean, he stole me on the day when I was to be married to someone else and just kidnapped me on his chariot. I'm also dear to Krishna. So Shiva thought a little about Radha in this way. I'm also very dear to Krishna. Why only Radha? Why all this talk about Radha? And she cooked the milk and made the milk very, very hot, volcanic hot, and carried the milk to Radha. And Radha was there sitting together with her gopis, just very straight, she was thinking. Her eyes were closed, and she had goosebumps all over her body because she was meditating on Krishna. Then one gopi said to Radha, "Oh, the queen of Krishna has arrived with milk." So Radha got up and very politely welcomed Rukmini. And Rukmini said, "Krishna, my husband, sent me to give you milk." And she handed the boiling hot milk to Radha. When Radha heard it's from Krishna, she took the milk and within three quick gulps swallowed the whole hot milk and didn't even notice it. Rukmi was surprised. She took the milk back and went to the tent of Krishna. And there, the most unusual thing transpired. She saw Krishna, still not asleep. She went to him and said, "May I give you relief?" Krishna stretched out his feet, knowing that she wanted to massage the feet. But as Rukmini touched the beautiful, cooling lotus feet of her Lord, she noted big blisters, as if the feet were burned. And she shrieked and said, "My Lord, who has burnt your cooling lotus feet?" And Krishna said, "You." "No, my Lord, I would do everything to give you relief from the heat of the day. No, you burnt my feet. Listen, Rukmini, when you gave those super extreme hot milk to Radha and she drank the milk, the milk came to my feet because my feet are always in the heart of Radha. She meditates day and night about me, and therefore it was your milk which burned my feet. Now you go to Radha and give her proper milk, not too hot." So on that day, Rukmini learned that there's no rival. Srimati Radharani is the goddess of the Khladini Shakti. Only she can give pleasure to Krishna. And do you know a sweet secret? All the queens and Varakas are only emanations which come from her like the light comes from a flame. We are also parts of Krishna. We are separated parts, that means individuals. We will wake up from our dream of forgetfulness the moment we understand that also we are meant to serve Krishna, just like Srimati Radharani, the supreme personification of Seva. We are meant to serve Krishna. There's a prayer to Radha. And I think Krishna will be pleased only on his birthday if we praise Radharani today. The prayer says, O Srimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore, kindly be pleased upon me and quickly shower your mercy by including me amongst your family members. So we will end this beautiful katha on the glories of Krishna's lotus feet, which are always held in the lotus heart of Radharani, by singing to Krishna and praying to Krishna that, oh my dear Lord Krishna, please make me a qualified servant. Please allow me to enter your own world where your most beloved is Srimati Radharani. My dear Krishna, please let me not be forgetful of you, but let me also remember you, because if I remember you, you will come into my heart and never leave there.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Yeah, my dear devotees, it is my great hope as I'm delivering these katas, they are called, about Srimati Radharani or Krishna, or mostly I'm doing Gauranga Leela. It's my great hope that we as an audience who form a community as we listen to this, enter into the samsara of Krishna. What is the samsara of Krishna? Samsara sounds a little, samsara, the cycle of repeated birth and death. But when we speak of Krishna samsara, we speak of Krishna's family, or his world, you could say, Krishna's own world. And as we do give our ears to hearing these katas, these leelas, we can hope that one day our hearts will be attracted. Now, as you hear about Krishna, the Bhagavatam says that the Lord in the heart becomes very active. He moves a little bit. I've heard when a mother has a child in her womb and the child begins to move with the little legs and the arms, she's very joyful. Wow, it's happening. It's a real person in there. He or she is not dead. So when Krishna moves in our heart, it is also a joyous occasion. And this particular movement of God in the heart of the living entity is twofold. One is he cleanses the heart of all the things which shouldn't be there, so that we can become again attracted to Krishna, again refocus our lost attraction on Krishna. And the second is he takes away our pride. That's what he does when he moves in our heart. When God moves in the heart of any individual, the pride cannot stay any longer. It has to go. It has to go. All right, so this was something about the unusual happenings which took place at Siddhashram, it's called, the ashram of the perfected ones. This evening we will have a wonderful Abhishek. I think it starts at 8 o'clock, like always. Yes or no? 7:30 even. 7:30 and at 10 o'clock we are just working on a interactive pilgrimage to Vrindavan. I want to kidnap you. I have ordered a few airplanes here. They will land and then we will go for 2 hours to Vrindavan. It is really a Vrindavan experience, so if you can be there, you are most welcome. I wish you a good continuation of the of your Krishna Jamashtami. I thank my musicians as always. Yesterday we had also such wonderful music going on. So may Krishna move in our hearts. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.